to enlighten us on the topic. On the special topic, as today we have Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance date. So we are hearing glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishna, Amrita Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your association on this special day and enlightening and glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I now hand over the call. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿ ಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ. ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಣೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರಿರಾಮ್ ಹರಿರಾಮ್ ರಾಮ್ ರಾಮ್ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಮೈ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಒಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಓವರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಸ್ this auspicious morning. We are celebrating the holy appearance day of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur today. Today also marks the disappearance day of Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who departed on the appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur more than 25 years ago in the holy abode of Navadvip in Mayapur. So these are two subject matters, and to speak both of them in the time that we have in the morning call will not be possible. So we offer our obeisances at the lotus feet of Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj and beg for his blessings and protection so that we can glorify Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur this morning. ಗ್ರಂಥೇರ್ ಆರಂಭ ಕೊರಿ ಮಂಗಲಾಚರಣ್ ಹರಿ ಗುರು ವೈಷ್ಣವ ತೀನೇರ ಸ್ಮರಣ್ ತೀನೇರ ಸ್ಮರಣ ಹೋಯ್ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶನ್ ಅನಾಯಾಸೆ ಹೋಯ್ ನಿಜ ವಾಂಛಿತ ಪುರಣ್. ಶ್ರೀಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣದಾಸ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾಗ್ನಮ್ ಓಪಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಗ್ರಂಥೇರ್ ಆರಂಭ ಕೊರಿ ಮಂಗಲಾಚರಣ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿ ಬುಕ್ ವಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಡೂ ಮಂಗಲಾಚರಣ್ ಮಂಗಲ ಆಚರಣ್ which means we should invoke auspiciousness, mangalam, kalyanam, bhadram. And how does auspiciousness come? It is not by any yajna. It's not by any specific mantra. It is by Hari Guru Vaishnava Tinera Smaran. It is by remembering pure Vaishnavas, by remembering our spiritual masters and remembering Sri Hari. What happens by remembering the pure Vaishnavas? Tinera smarana hoy vigna vinashan. Whatever is an obstacle on the path of bhakti will all be uprooted just by the smaran of pure Vaishnavas. And anayase hoy nija banchita puran. And whatever the spiritual desires that are there in our heart, they will all be fulfilled. Even without execution, just by remembrance on the power of dhyan, on the power of smaranam. Kathanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukharam bhavet. Vismritir viparitam syat shri chaitanya namabitam. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described the power of remembrance of the Supreme Lord or His pure representatives is such that kathanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet. Whatever is impossible to attain, whatever is difficult to attain, becomes very simple, very easy to attain just by remembering pure Vaishnavas. And vismritir viparitam syat. If we forget pure Vaishnavas, then vismritir viparitam, exact opposite takes place, which means very simple things become very difficult. If we don't remember our Gurudev, and if we don't remember Srila Prabhupada, we don't remember our predecessor Acharyas, then we are being ungrateful. Because what we are tasting and what we are practicing and what we are relishing and what we believe in and what is the practice today is the hard work from one generation to another, only so that all of us can sit here and discuss Krishna Katha. So if we take the books of the Acharyas, if we take the commentaries of the Acharyas, if we take the songs of the Acharyas, and we don't remember them, that is called theft. That is thievery. That is stealing. And when we steal, we will never be happy. We will never be happy. You can see this. If we steal, let's say, $1 million from someone, now you're a millionaire. You have $1 million. Or you have crores and crores of rupees. But you will not be happy because the anxiety is there that you took it from someone. And the day you go and return it to that person, now you will not have a penny. But you're so happy just giving it back to them. So it's not in possessing what we possess, but it is with a grateful heart of complete surrender and giving things to those from whom we take it, to give it back to them. That is the path of joy. So if we sing the songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, and if we read the books of Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad, and we don't remember them, we just quote them in classes, we sing them in kirtans, and people say, oh, such a nice kirtan, oh, such a nice class. And we think, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Then what is that called? That is called theft. Because we take their hard work, we take their realizations. We are singing Gaur Aarti and somebody comes and says, oh, very nice kirtan, very nice. But whose kirtan is that? Bhakati Vinoda Dekhe Gaurara Sampada. It is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur who has seen the glory of Mahaprabhu. And what he has seen in his glory, in his samadhi, we are simply singing lip service, not even feeling, not even having darshan of it. So how can we be happy? Happiness will come when we do their kirtan. We sing their bhajans. We sing their verses with tears in our eyes streaming out of gratitude that if not for these acharyas, what would I be doing? Only a humble, grateful heart can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Nobody else. Therefore, in Vrindavan, we can see there's a place called a Sankhari Khor in Barsana. Sankhari Khor. It's actually the meeting of Brahma Parvat and Vishnu Parvat. You can see it's a very narrow tract of land. It's a thin place. However plump or however emaciated and thin we are, still only one person can walk through it. Only one person. So what does that mean? The path to attain Radha and Krishna is Sankhari Khor. Only one desire can pass, no two desires. If we have desire to be happy in this world, if we have desire to become very famous, if we have desire to be appreciated by others, if we have desire to become very rich, if we have desire to look very handsome and beautiful, if we have desire to become very intelligent, if we have desire to become very strong, oh, this is all Anya Abhilash. These are all extra desires. And we will not get Radha and Krishna. Only one desire can pass. Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Ei Abhilashi. This desire that I only want Radha and Krishna, when that is there in the heart, then like Sankari Khor, only that person can pass. But for only that one desire to stay in the heart, it is possible only by the blessings of those who are like that. Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. Just like during the time of Corona, everyone wore masks and there was social distancing. Why? Because if you go close to someone who has it, you may get it. So if Corona can work like that, what to speak of bhakti? Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. Only by the association of someone who has it can we get bhakti. So our acharyas, all our acharyas, they are anya abhilashita shunya in their heart. They have no other desire except one pointed desire to serve Sri Sachinandan Gaurhari, to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to serve Radha and Krishna. So by remembering them, by praying to them, by reading their works, by distributing that, singing their glories and crying for their mercy. That is the only way. Vigna Vinasham. Tinera smarana hoy Vigna Vinasham. All obstacles will be removed and anayase hoy nija vanchita puran. Very easily one can attain bhakti. Anishtita bhajan kriya to nishtita bhajan kriya to nishta ruchi asakti bhavan praying. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has described this, that one will become completely fixed on the path of bhakti only by the blessings, by sadhu kripa, by the mercy of great souls. So therefore, the appearance and disappearance of Vaishnava Acharyas is a day by which we can look at the calendar and remember what that Acharya has given me in my life. What has that Acharya given me in my life? So today is appearance of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Actually, we should remember him every single day, because there was a time when there was no Gaudiya Math. There was a time when there was no ISKCON. There was a time when there was nothing except one personality sitting at Chandrasekhar Bhavan, chanting 1 billion holy names from 1905 to 1915. 10 years, 1 decade of only chanting Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was chanting, 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 chanting all day and night. He's actually an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. He's not of this world. Eternal associate. But he's coming in this world and teaching all of us. Achara prachara name kare dui karya. Tumi sarva guru, tumi jagatera arya. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad told Srila Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrit. Achara prachara name kare dui karya. That there are some who chant, but they don't preach. They're only doing bhajan, but they don't speak about Harinam. You want to be in this world, you be in this world. I don't care. But I will chant and I will go back home back to Godhead. Something like that. Mujhe kya karna hai? I just have to take care of myself. And on the other hand, there are others who are preaching, 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 but nothing is there in their heart. Some are doing achar, but no prachar. And some are doing only prachar and no achar. But Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad told Srila Haridas Thakur, achar prachar namer karo dui karya. Tumi sarva guru, tumi jagatera arya. Oh Srila Haridas Thakur, you're chanting 300,000, 3 lakh holy names every day. And you're also preaching namer mahima. Jaya, 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 jaya Haridas. Namer mahima jar korila prakash. Srila Haridas Thakur preached from door to door. Shuno shuno Nityananda, shuno Haridas. Our Sachinandan Gaur Hari, Sriman Mahaprabhu. He told Srila Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Ram that go from door to door and give everyone Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan. And our Nityananda Ram and Haridas Thakur, jare dekhe tare kohe danta trinadhari amar kiniya bolo bolo gaur hari. Falling at the feet of every person, Nitayan Haridas would say, please chant the names of Krishna. Shonar parvate jaye dhulate lotaye. And Nityananda Ram, who's a golden mountain, more than 7-8 feet tall, he's rolling on the dust in Kali Yuga with Haridas Thakur and telling everyone, please chant the holy name. So Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is telling Haridas Thakur at Siddha Bakul in Jagannath Puri, and this is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, that there are those who are chanting, but they are not preaching. And then there are those who are preaching, but they are not chanting and going deeper in bhajan. But oh Srila Haridas Thakur, achar prachar namer karo dui karya. Oh Haridas Thakur, you're doing nam bhajan and you're also doing prachar. Therefore, tumi sarva guru, tumi jagatera arya. You are guru for the whole world. And your lotus feet is the worshipable deity for all jivas. Nirantara Krishna naam jara vadane sei Vaishnava sreshta bhajata har charane. Our Sachinandan Gaur Hari, he said, those who are constantly chanting Krishna's name and jar darshane matra aiche Krishna naam. And just by whose darshan, Krishna Naam comes on the tongue. Say Vaishnava Sreshta Bhajatahara Charana. He is the best among Vaishnavas and his lotus feet is to be worshipped. Oh, Haridas Thakur, you are like that. Mahaprabhu came in this world to give Naam. And he's doing it through whom? He's doing it through you, Sanatana Goswami Pad said. Oh, Haridas Thakur, you are Namacharya. It is very easy to speak about Haridas Thakur. But how many of us can sit and chant 3 lakh holy names? Chanting 16 rounds in one position is a big task in Kali Yuga. Yes? We have to take breaks. We have to walk. You have to look here and there. You have to, you know, fiddle the phone a bit and drink little water, sit in your back, wake up from sleep in the middle. Sometimes while chanting, the mala falls from the hand inside the bag. And sometimes the person is so tired or so sleepy, he's getting jhatkas as he's chanting. He's getting ecstatic symptoms. Not ecstatic symptoms. It is not ashta satvik vikar. It is ashta tamasik vikar. Out of all tamogun. What to speak of chanting 32 and 48 and 1 lakh and 2 lakh and 3 lakh? Haridas Thakur did it every day. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur chanted 3 lakh holy names, 192 rounds, not for one day, not for 2 days, but for 10 years. Every single day. Why? For empowerment. For Shakti. To be infused by the Lord's Kripa Shakti. Vak Shakti. To become Shakti Avesh of the Supreme Lord. And then it is described that one night, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta, in fact, during those 10 years, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did vrat of chanting 1 billion holy names. So if you do the math, he's chanting 3 lakh a day. So in 30 days, he will chant 90 lakh. So if you do the math, how long does it take to chant 1 billion holy names? Nowadays in the present generation, everyone wants to be a millionaire. And the millionaires want to become billionaires. But Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually became a billionaire, the chanting of the holy name. Not in 10 years, but in 9 years, 4 months. He actually not just met the target, he was not meeting the target, he was beating the target. And during that time, his hut, actually, Prabhupada, this was in the house of Chandrasekhar Bhavan. And Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even in his place where he was chanting, he even recreated Radha Kund and Shama Kund, and even a little Giriraj Govardhan. And he called it the Vrajapattanam. Pattanam means city. So this is Braja, he said. And he was sitting and chanting japa. And when it would rain, water would seep through the top of the cottage, little cottage that he had made, little ashram. Not even an ashram, it was a little kutir. And water would seep through. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur thought, if I now climb up to fix the roof, my chanting will be left. So therefore, he would hold an umbrella over his head and sit and chant under, so that even if the water drips, let it not wet him. He was sitting and chanting. And he would honor prasadam off the floor, not even plate. Think about it. Just put prasadam on the, clean the place, put prasadam on the floor, eat off the floor and clean the floor. So no plate, no cups, no spoon, no nothing. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was very, very austere. Very austere. It is described that whenever prasadam used to be served to Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he would mix everything together and make a big ball and just eat from that. So one disciple once asked Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, why do you mix all of this like this? And Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, oh, if we don't mix, then we see, oh, this is salty. Oh, this is sweet. Oh, this is pungent. Oh, this is spicy. And then we will, those who like the salty ones, they'll say, bring more of this. Those who like the sweet, they will say, bring more of this. Those who like the spicy one, they will say, bring more of this. Which means we are doing martya buddhi. We are having a mortal understanding that this is better than this. Therefore, I'll pick more of this over this. So where is the understanding that this is all tasted by Krishna? So Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would mix everything and say, now this whole ball is very tasty because it is tasted by Krishna. Oftentimes people know Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's hard side, where he was harder than the thunderbolt. Actually, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would say that I am born in the Cancer ascendant in astrology. You see, there are 12 zodiac signs. You start from Aries and then Taurus and Gemini. Then you have Cancer. Then you have Leo. Then you have Virgo, Libra, ityadi. So he was born in the Cancer ascendant. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would say, Cancer means crab. So he would say that in my childhood, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would tell his disciples, said, in my childhood, my Gurudev and my worshipable father, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashay, wherever he would go to give Krishna Katha, he would take him. And little Bimal Prasad Datta, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, would carry Chaitanya Charitamrita and sometimes Srimad Bhagavatam under his arm and go from place to place with his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as he lectured. And he would sit there and with a straight back listen to Krishna Katha straight from the lips of Sachitananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he became so scholarly that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written more than 100 books. And he taught his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how to proofread. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada proofread all 100 books of Sachitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And therefore, Srila Saraswati Thakur would say, my father taught me not just how to proofread the writings, but also how to proofread the writer. So he would say, if I read an article, I'm not just proofreading the words, I am proofreading the Siddhanta that is being presented there. And if anybody writes anything which is even 1 degree away from the conclusions of Rupa Goswami, what is Rupa Goswami's conclusion? Rupa Goswami's conclusion is Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Which means, we don't want to desire anything or anyone, anywhere, at any time, anyhow, which is deviating us away from getting our ultimate goal, which is the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Serving Radha and Krishna selflessly with all our heart is the only desire. And anything else that comes, in return I want this, in return I want that, that is to be kicked out. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say that may I every single day with the sharp application of 100 pointed knives uproot from my heart even the speck of the dust of the desire to be respected little more than other Vaishnavas. I will repeat that. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, may I every single day, with the hard application of 100 sharp pointed knives, uproot from my heart the speck of the dust of the desire to be respected even little more than other Vaishnavas. So he would, when he would read an article, if there's any conclusion which is away, even by a degree, away from the conclusion of Rupa Goswami, which is Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. If they are writing something which is mixed with other Abhilash, other desires, then what would Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur do? He would say, I am a Cancer ascendant. I am a crab. And he would bite in and pinch and punch all these conclusions and tear it to pieces. This is why Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harine. To that Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who would kick out any Siddhanta which was upper Siddhanta, against the Siddhanta of Rupa Goswami, he would kick it out. This was Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Very, very intelligent. He was called Saraswati. Now there are two types of Saraswati. One is the Saraswati of this world, which is Saraswati Devi. And then the higher Saraswati, she's called Para Saraswati. That is the Saraswati the transcendental wisdom of the mercy potency of Srimati Radharani. So there is Saraswati Devi in this world, who is the mercy recipient of Brahmaji. That is apara, which means any worldly wisdom and worldly knowledge, that is the mercy of Saraswati. Yakunde Indu Tushara Haradhavala Ityadi. But the transcendental wisdom of attaining the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, that is the higher Saraswati, Divya Saraswati. And that is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Only by her mercy can anyone attain Krishna. So he is that Saraswati. So intelligent. We cannot even estimate how brilliantly effulgent and intelligent Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was. When he was sitting and chanting 300,000 names, as we were mentioning, as he was coming closer to the Vrat, one night he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. Not alone, but with the Panchatattva. They were all singing and swaying from end to end, swooning in ecstasy. From end to end, singing kirtan of Krishna's holy names. And behind that, Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw the six Goswamis doing kirtan with Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Everyone doing kirtan. And behind that, he saw Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, all doing kirtan behind the six Goswamis, who are doing kirtan behind Panchatattva. And behind that, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, all of them doing kirtan behind Narottam, Shyamananda, Srinivas, who are behind the six Goswamis, who are behind the Panchatattva. All of this in the dream. And we should note that in 1914, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur left this world. And in 1915, which is 1 year after, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dear disciple, Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, left this world. So in back-to-back two consecutive years, 1914 and 1915, Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was burning in separation from his father and his Shiksha Guru and also his dear spiritual master, Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his Diksha Guru. So now what happened? In that dream, he saw behind Panchatattva, six Goswamis, behind six Goswamis, Narottam, Shaman and Srinivas, behind them, Vishwanath Chakravarti and Baldev Vidyabhushan, all doing kirtan. And behind that, he saw Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj doing kirtan. And then they all looked at Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, "We sent you in this world to preach the glories of Krishna Nam everywhere. What are you doing sitting and chanting in one place?" So Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "Actually, I have no manpower. And I have no money. And I have no intelligence. I don't know what to do. So you please empower me." And they said, "You start preaching and we will send you all that you need. Ananyaschintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamya." Krishna says, "I will carry whatever you have and I will give you whatever you lack." Only if you're doing bhajan, if you're absorbed completely. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, then in the next few years, it was quite mysterious that a whole galaxy, a whole kingdom, a whole cosmic creation of intelligent, wonderful, transcendently powerful, empowered representatives started coming in. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj came. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj came. Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj came. Srila Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj came. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj came. Srila Bhaktidait Madhav Goswami Maharaj came. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Abhay Babu came. So many representatives started coming one after another, after another, after another. Actually, initially, there were only three brahmacharis. When Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur began, only three brahmacharis. There was Kunj Bihari Prabhu, there was Paramananda Prabhu, and there was Vinod Bihari Das Brahmachari. Actually, even before that, Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was instructed by the Panchatattva and to preach, so he was sitting and chanting and trying to speak, but he didn't know how to begin. So two Matajis came there, two women, and they offered obeisances and they wanted Diksha. So they were the first and the second female disciples of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And who were they? They were the aunts of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, who later became the sannyas guru of our beloved Srila Prabhupada. So in 1915, when Panchatattva instructed Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that's when the two aunts of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj came, and he was Vinod at that time. So he was given the name Vinod Bihari by Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he was one of the three, Kunj Bihari Prabhu and Paramananda Prabhu and Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, who was Vinod Bihari Das Brahmachari at that time. So only three people in the Gaudiya Math. One was singing, one was playing mridanga, one was offering arati. That's all. And then slowly but surely, people started coming in. From all directions, people flooded and took shelter of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was inconceivable how this explosion took place. One after another, after another, after another. And then Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, in his room, he would call his three very intelligent disciples. There was Sundarananda Vidya Vinod, and there was Ananta Vasudev Prabhu, and there was Pranavananda Das Brahmachari. Pranavananda Das Brahmachari later became Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So these three great personalities were the disciples of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, and we can't even fathom what we're going to say now. Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sit in his room and he would call these three disciples and dictate to them, and they would take notes. Not one katha, three simultaneous kathas in three different directions. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would dictate one essay and Sundarananda Vidya Vinod is taking notes. And at the same time, as he's writing, he would speak completely different philosophical subject matter. And Ananta Vasudev Prabhu would take notes. And as he's writing, completely different topic to Pranavananda Das Brahmachari, later to become Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. And three parallel disciples, one after another, taking notes, line by line. So as his pen would continue, Katha would continue for this one. As his pen would continue writing, Katha would continue. By then his pen stops. So Saraswati Thakur would now flip to the first. And line by line by line, dictation would take place. And not just that, at that time somebody would come knock the door, Saraswati Thakur would even speak to them. Sometimes he would also be chanting japa. Sometimes he himself would be writing an article or doing something else in his room, and also parallelly dictating three different essays, completely different, with praman, with so much evidence and shastric backing up. We can't even imagine. This was the level of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's intellect. Unbelievable. When he spoke, our Prabhupada explains that when my beloved spiritual master Om Vishnupada Ashtotra Shata Shri Shrima Jagat Guru, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada spoke, even when he spoke in Bengali, Prabhupada explains, I didn't understand anything. Prabhupada, our beloved Prabhupada, he's a Bengali by birth. And Bengali is his natural mother tongue. But when his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke, our Prabhupada explains that when my Prabhupada spoke in Bengali, I didn't understand anything. I didn't understand the Bengali and I didn't understand the subject matter that he was trying to speak in Bengali, both. But I just love to listen to him. So for hours, I would sit and listen. And when the initiation list came and our Prabhupada's name was there, so immediately Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's eyes widened and he said, oh, this Abhay Babu, he's the one who has lot of taste in hearing. I have seen when I speak for hours, he's sitting with a straight back. Actually, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was so scholarly that he didn't attract a lot of audience. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur spoke, he was very compassionate, very kind. So thousands and thousands of people would come. So one fine day, when Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was younger, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur couldn't make it to his sabha. So he told his son Vimal Prasad Datta, now you go and speak. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur went, and like a crab, he started attacking and cutting the jungles of misconceptions in this world.
just like an expert surgeon. He takes his knife and starts doing surgery. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would do surgery on his assembly. Because the point is not flattering people on what they're doing right. It is about uprooting the speed breakers that are stopping us from making spiritual advancement. That is Sri Guru. Guru means not saying, oh, very good, Shabbas, you did very good. Guru means, why are you going wrong here? Why are you not achieving this? Why are you not doing this? So Shasan. Nridehaṁ ādyam sulabhaṁ sudurlabhaṁ plavaṁ sukalpaṁ guru karanadharam. Karanadhar in Sanskrit means the captain to the ship. So if the ocean is Maya and Jiva is the passenger, then human form is the ship. But who is the captain? Sri Guru. But Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj would explain, guru karanadhar. Karana means here and dhara means to hold. So guru is karanadhar. One meaning is he's captain to the ship. But another meaning is he is the one who can hold and twist the ear of the disciple. Now, please don't take it out of context and say Amarendra is speaking about some physical abuse and violence on others. Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj would say, guru means inflicting very heavy chastisement and discipline. And he who can take that discipline is disciple. Not everyone can become disciple. Everyone can get admitted into a university, but not everyone graduates first class. So everyone can take diksha, but hardly can someone become a disciple. Bahava gurava santi shishyas vittapaharaka, sadguru durlabham devi shishya santapaharaka. Many can become guru, but only rarely the person becomes sadguru. Rare. There are two types of gurus in this world. There's a real guru and there's a kangaroo. Kangaroo means animalistic guru. Kangaroo. He's having a can, a pouch, so that everyone can give dakshina. That is kangaroo. And he's jumping from place to place to get the can full. That's not real guru. That's kangaroo. So it is very rare to have sadguru in life. But Sadguru may have many disciples, but hardly can someone become a real disciple. So Sadguru is rare, but more rare than that, it's a Shishya to become a very powerful disciple. So when Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur he went and he spoke Hari Katha, he would go and uproot. He would go with, you know, the crab would go with his sword. And just like when you have to make something out of the place, first you have to cut all the grass and clear all the jungle. So there were a lot of jungles of misconceptions and wrong ideas. They are all called upper sampradaya and upper siddhanta. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, who is the siddhanta, bhakti siddhanta, he would cut the upper siddhanta. It takes a thorn to uproot a thorn. So it takes one siddhanta Saraswati to uproot another upper siddhanta without Saraswati. Because it's out of avidya. And Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada would go speaking very heavily, intensely. And what will happen? 1,000 people will become 500, 500 become 100, 100 will become 10. And at the end, there will be only one or two. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would ask, how many were there today? And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would say, two. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya would say, only two? Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would say, actually, initially 1,000. But when I started speaking the truth, only two could handle it. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was so perfect as an acharya, Jagat Guru. He was preaching perfectly. He was practicing perfectly with so much compassion. Actually, one time it is described Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would go on japa walks with his disciples. Like our Prabhupada got that from Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. So he would go on japa walks with his disciple. And there used to be an old man who would come and chastise Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur every time. And he would say, why are you speaking so intensely? Because Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would roar. He was a lion. Simha Guru. In spirit also, in voice also. His katha used to be very loud. Because those days, no microphone. Nowadays, you have a lapel mic and you have this mic and collar mic and cordless mic and wireless mic and so many types of mics. And what is spoken in these mics? Shrota Vyadini Rajendra Nrunam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. All bogus nonsense topics of this material world are being discussed on microphones, right? announcements, sale, rock shows, dirty swear words, songs, Bollywood music, whatnot. This is what is spoken in microphones. And during Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, no microphone. So when he had to speak to 1,000 people, he used to speak very loudly. His message was very loud. His voice was very loud. He was very tall. And his goal was also very tall. This is Saraswati Thakur. Ati komala kanchana dirghatanum pranamami sada Prabhupada padam. It is described, ati komala. His body used to be very soft. Ati komala kanchana. He was golden in complexion. Very fair. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Ati komala kanchana dirghatanum. Dirghatanum means he was very tall. Very tall. In the Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has actually said, in one section, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that this person has a short neck. And this is a characteristic of a Vaishnav. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that just by the external characteristics, you can understand their Purva Sanchit, Bhakti Unmukh Sukriti. That how much bhakti someone has amassed from past life, you can see by the physical features, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. So he says someone with a very long neck, it's more Vaishnava than someone with a short neck. Like that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Jaiva Dharma. So our Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, his arms used to be extended down the knees. And he was very tall with a tall neck. He had all these beautiful features. So this old man would come and shout that, why are you speaking so intensely? And Saraswati Thakur would not say anything. Disciples would sometimes get to punch the old man. Saraswati Thakur would say, no, please. Just calm down. Be quiet. And every day he would do this. So one fine day, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur went on japa walk. The old man was not there. So Saraswati Thakur waited and he paused and looked around. And he asked his disciples, where is that sajjan, that great soul? So the disciples said with joy, he has departed. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he hung his head down and he said, I lost my best friend. So disciples said, best friend? He was always criticizing. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur explained, what keeps us in this world is our false ego. And anyone who comes and ruptures that false ego is our best friend, because he's making our path back home, back to Godhead, as simple as ever. But however, if someone is coming and feeding that false ego, oh, you're so nice, there's nobody like you. Nowadays, motivational speakers say, believe in yourself. Tell yourself, look into the mirror and tell yourself you are the best. I don't even know how they speak like that. How can we be the best? In anything for that matter. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would say, anybody who's inflating our false ego is our worst enemy. Because he is in the temporary scenario, it seems like he's very good. But actually, he is extending our stay in this material world. Because he's feeding our false ego. And anyone who starves our false ego and attacks our false ego and ruptures our false ego, he is actually destroying all the obstacles on our path going back home, back to Godhead. You see how conditioned souls think and how pure Vaishnavas think? Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada thought like that. And all disciples were astonished at this thought process. Actually, one time in the Gaudiya Math, there was a jackfruit tree. I request everyone to read Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhavam. It's a very beautiful three-volume book by Sripad. Excuse me, my throat was giving me some trouble. So it's a very beautiful compilation, three-volume book on the life and teachings of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's by Sripad Srila Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj, over 25 years of research. So it's a very beautiful compilation. If we have that book, we can kindly read that book. the appreciation for Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur will go so deep, like never before. So in the Gaudiya Math, one time there was a jackfruit tree and that used to give very good big jackfruits. So whenever there used to be a jackfruit, all the devotees would say, oh, now this jackfruit we can offer to our Gandharvika Giridhari, the presiding deities of the Gaudiya Math, the Mool Math, Gandharvika Giridhari. But then they used to find that mysteriously, the ripe jackfruit at night, in the morning, would disappear. In villages, theft is very common. So every time there used to be a jackfruit, ripe and big, juicy jackfruit, in the evening, Vaishnavas in the mud, Gaudiya Math would say, oh, tomorrow we can offer it to our deities. Next morning, gone, aprakat. Disappearance of that jackfruit. So they don't know where the jackfruit went. So then they understood, maybe somebody's stealing. At night time, because everyone is going to sleep, therefore they're stealing. So some devotees in the Gaudiya Math, they said, other devotees, you all can sleep. We'll be awake all night. And some devotees and some brahmacharis were guarding the jackfruit tree all night, just to make sure that the jackfruit is not stolen. Surely enough, the thief knows that people are guarding, so he didn't come. But he also knows in Gaur Mandal, in Navadvip, in Bengali tradition, you honor prasadam, coming from even from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you honor prasadam, full belly, and after that, you take some nap in the afternoon. This was tradition, even in the mutt. So the thief thought, now nighttime they're all guarding, so they will sometime get tired. So tomorrow afternoon when they get tired, that is when I will go and get the jackfruit. So shortly enough, that night they all became tired. There's no thief. I don't know where it's going. So the next day when it was afternoon time, they honored prasadam and everyone went to yoga nidra. But there was one devotee who was awake. He said, I took some rest at night. Now afternoon time, I want to guard the jackfruit. And the thief didn't know. So the thief came. And as soon as he climbed and touched the jackfruit, the devotee came and caught hold of him. And other devotee, and he started shouting, look, look, there's a thief, there's a thief. Now everyone got up. They all came with sticks in the mud to chastise and, you know, kind of get this thief out. But one senior devotee came and he said, no, we should not take karma on our own hands. We should not decide what to do with others. So we should just take him to Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So they all caught hold of him. He was stealing Krishna's property. He was stealing a jackfruit from the jackfruit tree in the courtyard of the Gaudiya Math. So we should take him to Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They took him to Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the room, he looked at him. He said, what is your name? So that chore said some name. Acha, where are you from? So he said the name of the village. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, alone or family? He said, I have my family. Acha, how many people in family? Who all are there? He said, I have my wife, I have children, I have my older parents. We all stayed together. Saraswati Thakur kept hand on his shoulder. He said, why do you steal? So the person said, because I'm very poor. I don't have any money and I can't buy anything to eat and feed my family. So I steal jackfruit and I feed them. If I take one jackfruit, then I can last on it for 1 week. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur had tears in his eyes. He said, jackfruit will not fill your belly. Why don't you eat rice? Why don't you have dal? Why don't you have sabji? He said, I have no money. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, you may not have money, but you have me. He immediately told his disciples, you collect rice, dal, sabjis. First feed him now. Cook a meal and feed him now. When the thief came up to the room of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he was trembling. What will they do? Maybe they will give me death sentence or something. But he became so calm by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's behavior and response. He was fed to a full meal. And then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, now this is only one meal. You will get hungry tomorrow also. Now he told all his disciples. Now He collects jackfruit for 1 week. I want all of you to collect prasadam for 1 week and give it to him. In a gunny sack, fill 1 week of prasadam so that he doesn't have to steal. Then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, how will you carry this? He said, I don't know. It's very heavy. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, no, no problem. He told his disciples, carry it to his home, up to his village. So a thief who came to steal, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur fed him to a full meal and gave everything for 1 week and also told his disciples to carry it to his home. Now, the Chor's family, when they opened the door, they didn't know why so many people are here. And all Vaishnavas with Kanti, Tilak, shaved head and Shikha and all chanting, they're having bead bag in one hand and they're having gunny sack in another. And this man is walking free with nothing in his hand. So the family inquired from him, what happened? So he told the whole story. The family was so touched. Next day, everybody came. The wife, the children, the parents, and the thief. And they all offered obeisances. And they took diksha from Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. They said, the sadhu is so advanced. By throwing a stone, a mango tree gives mango. Here, the thief coming in was like throwing a stone. And Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada forgiving and giving him diksha was like dropping the best mango. This was Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Vajradapi kathoram kusumadapi sukomalam. He was hotter than a thunderbolt on those who are deviating, misleading, wrongdoing. When Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, actually even before that, before Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj departed, when Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was doing bhajan for 10 years, 192 rounds, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's guru, he would listen to the glories of Saraswati Thakur and he would come and see the bhajan of Saraswati Thakur and he would say, in him, I see the renunciation and the bhajan of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Imagine the spiritual master comparing his disciple to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. What was the bhajan of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? Srila Raghunath Das Goswami only drank one cup of buttermilk once in 3 days. We do one cup of buttermilk after every meal 3 times a day. He was drinking one cup of buttermilk once in 3 days. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was chanting and offering obeisances and crying and weeping. It is described by Srinivas Acharya, Sankhya Apurvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Krutav. Kalavasani Krutav means spending 24 hours a day. What was Srila Raghunath Das Goswami doing 24 hours a day? Sankhya Apurvaka Nama Gana Natibihi. Three things he was doing Sankhya Apurvaka with a count. Nam. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would chant japa. Minimum 1 lakh, 64 rounds, minimum. All our acharyas did that, including Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And even our beloved Srila Prabhupada said that initially. But then when we said that we cannot, then Prabhupada, very mercifully, our beloved Srila Prabhupada got it to 32 and then to 16. And if we would have done, even more crankier, then he was not ready to reduce it. It's not that he would get it from 64 to 32, 32 to 16, 16 to 8, 8 to 4, 4 to 2, and then one in the morning, one in the evening, maybe half a round in the morning, half a round in the evening. Given a chance, we would not chant only. Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said 64. In fact, our Prabhupada in Nectar of Instruction, he writes, my Guru Maharaj, he would say, anybody not chanting 64 is patit. Our Prabhupada writes in the purport to Nectar of Instruction that my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada would say that anyone not chanting 1 lakh holy names is patit. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, by that practical standpoint, most of us are patit in Kali Yuga. Therefore, in our institution, we have kept a minimum of 16 good quality rounds. I was hearing the other day in the memories of Srila Prabhupada, one disciple said, Prabhupada would say minimum good quality attentive 16 rounds. So minimum 16, good quality 16, attentive 16. Not just 16 somehow, hook or crook, just get the beads down. Attentive, good quality, minimum. Actually, one American-bodied devotee is actually a college student in Atlanta. He's being preached to by our temple president, Vedasar Prabhu, in ISKCON Atlanta. So he was mentioning once to me, I asked him, how many rounds you're chanting? He said, one round. So I said, one round, okay. How many minutes? He said, 45 minutes. So this was beyond my comprehension. So I said, you chant one round in 45 minutes? He said, yes. Acha. So I said, what takes it so long? He said, I am chanting. But if I chant one bead, which is not attentive, then I repeat that bead again. Then I take another bead. Then I'm chanting. If even one word in my chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said, even if one word in that Mahamantra, I didn't hear attentively or I was distracted, I chant it again on that same bead. Such amazing, amazing disciples and amazing examples of devotion is there in this world. So anyway, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, when he would chant, Srila Gaurkishor Das Babaji Maharaj would say that I can see the renunciation and the bhajan of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was very, very absorbed in bhajan, very absorbed. Three things, chanting japa, singing stotras, ashtakam songs, and offering obeisances. It is described, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he would offer 1,000 obeisances to Krishna every day, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and 2,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas, so which means 3,000 obeisances every single day. No need to go to any planet fitness then. Gold gym. If you're offering 3,000 obeisances and you're only drinking a cup of buttermilk once in 3 days, then no belly fat. You don't have to do any, squats and crunches and pull-ups and push-ups and nothing. Because offering obeisances and getting up and doing parikrama and eating very little carbs, practically nothing. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami lived like this. Acharyas described Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's bhajan was like lines on a rock. Patthar ki lakhir. In Urdu or in Hindi, as they say. In a stone, if you make lines, then you can see, even after a few days, you come and see those lines are there. But our bhajan in the present generation is like lines in water. Water is always moving. No lines are made. That's the temporary nature of our bhajan. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was very strict. Chappan danda ratri dine, jane na radha govinda bine. Chari dandi shuti thake shopne radha govinda dekhe. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami chanted Harinam 22 and a half hours every day out of 24. Chappan danda. Chappan danda means 22 and a half hours. Chappan danda ratri dine jane na radha govinda bine. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami did not know anything apart from Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna. And for 22 and a half hours, he chanted the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is how Raghunath Das Goswami did bhajan. And 1.5 hours, he would go to sleep. Why? Chappandanda ratri dine janina Radha Govinda vine, chari dandi, 4 dand, which means 1.5 hours. Chari dandi shruti thake, he would go to sleep. And Swapne Radha Govinda dekhe. And in his dream, he would have darshan of Radha Govinda. So during daytime, 22 and a half hours, he had darshan of Radha Govinda with open eyes. And 1.5 hours, he had darshan with closed eyes. This was the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And everywhere he would go from one pastime place to another pastime place and call out to Srimati Radharani. This was Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Kothai go prema mai radhe radhe. Kothai go premamai radhe 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 gojaya radhe radhe kothai go premamai radhe radhe. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would cry, Kothai go, Premamai? O embodiment of mercy, Radharani, Kothai? Where are you? Where are you, O Shrimati Radharani? So Radharani would say, who's calling? And what do you want? So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would say, Radhe dekha diye prana rakho. Radhe Radhe, dekha diye prana rakho. Please give darshan and save my life. My soul is about to leave this body in separation. Please give me darshan. Raghunath Das Goswami used to cry at the lotus feet of Radharani. So Radharani would ask, who are you? So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would say, Tomar kangal tumai dake. Radhe Radhe, O Radharani, your beggar is calling out to you. Radhe dekha diye prana rakho. Radhe Radhe, Radhe dekha diye prana rakho. Radhe Radhe. Radhe tomar kangal tumai dake. Radhe Radhe. Radhe tomar kangal tumai dake. Radhe Radhe. Kothai go premamai. Radhe Radhe. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad used to cry like this. Please give me darshan. Your beggar is calling out for your mercy. O Radharani, without you, I cannot live. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj compared his disciple Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's 10 years of bhajan to this standard of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, when I see him, I remember the vairagya, the renunciation, and the sadhana of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj loved Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur so much that he would call him Amar Prabhu. Amar Prabhu. This is what the disciple calls the spiritual master. But your spiritual master is calling the disciple Amar Prabhu. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj would call his disciple Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur as his master. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was so detached in this world, he would many times sit on the banks of the Ganga and chant japa. And many materialistic people used to come and they used to say, Kripa karo Baba, Kripa karo, Kripa karo. Please shower your mercy. Some rich people used to come and say to Srila Raghunath, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, please keep your hand on my head so that my money will increase. Please give me blessing so that I will get a son. Please give me blessing so that I can get married to a beautiful wife. They will ask things like this to Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj used to be frustrated and fed up with these materialists. So he decided, I will go and sit and do bhajan in a public toilet, in a dirty public toilet so that nobody comes. Just leave me alone. Let me do my bhajan. And many times big politicians used to knock. And he would not answer. What can you do if somebody shuts themselves in a public toilet and doesn't open? What can you do? You can't do anything. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur told his disciple Vinod Bihari Das Brahmachari, later to become Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, that please go and take darshan of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He said he's doing bhajan in that place. So little young Vinod Bihari, he went and he knocked at that public toilet where Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was doing bhajan. And Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj asked, who is this? So Vinod Bihari Das Brahmachari said, I am the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, as soon as he heard the name Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, Amar Prabhu. And he immediately opened the door of the public toilet and let Vinod Bihari Das Brahmachari come inside. And then he locked it. So both of them were sitting and discussing katha inside. This is how much love Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj had for Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, quite fascinating, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur at the age of 7 had whole Bhagavad Gita memorized at the age of 7. At the age of 11, he was commenting and proofreading the Jaiva Dharma and other books. Actually, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was so intelligent that he was given the title Saraswati in school for his mathematics, astrology, astronomy, physics. He was Vidvat Parangat. He was, he had gone on the other end of the shore of scholarship. How scholarly. And when he took shelter of Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, I don't even know to read and write my own name. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, you are the torchlight in the dark forest of Kali Yuga. On the power of your bhajan, on the power of your renunciation, on the power of your sharanagati, you're giving light to the whole world. And he took shelter of Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, if I would have seen my Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is not talking about Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. If I would have seen my Guru Maharaj perform bhajan, nam bhajan, for 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds, and keep 1 second for himself, I wouldn't have taken diksha. He said, my Guru Maharaj Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj was crying and weeping in separation from Radha and Krishna 24 hours. He said his eyes used to always be moist and tears used to keep dripping in separation from Krishna. And when Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj gave diksha to Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he actually sprinkled dust from his lotus feet and placed on the head. And Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, I fainted unconscious by the power of his empowerment. Actually, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, in his humility, he writes, as soon as the dust particles from the lotus worshipable holy feet of my reverential spiritual master, Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, touched my head, lifetimes of ignorance were destroyed and burned to ashes. This is how much love and surrender they had for each other. So much affection. And what name was Bimal Prasad Datta given by Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj? He was given the name Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das. It's like one of those Srila Jayapataka Maharaj style long names. When Srila Jayapataka Maharaj gives diksha and the names are very long, I get reminded of how Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji also used to give very long name, Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das. You see? And what does this mean? Sri means a reverential honorific title. Varshabhanavi. Varshabhanavi is a very beautiful name of Srimati Radharani. Very beautiful name, Varshabhanavi. Actually, Matsyavatar Prabhu has given this name, has quoted this name in one of the sutras of Sri Harinamamrita Vyakaranam. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has given a sutra called as Ra Ramat Vishnu Jane Vishnu Janova Sarveshwara Hari Gotram Vina. This is a grammatical rule that Srila Jiva Goswami Pad writes. So the application of that rule, as an example, Matsyavatar Prabhu Prabhupada disciple has in his English edition in the commentary given an example of that as Sri Varshabhanavi. Varshabhanavi is a very dear name of Srimati Radharani. What does it mean? It comes from the root word Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu is the name of Srimati Radharani's father. Actually, the name Vrishabhanu is also very nice. Very beautiful name. Vrisha is Taurus in astrology. And Bhanu means sun. So when sun enters, Makar Sankranti. So when sun enters Makar Rashi, it is called Sankranti. But what Sankranti? Makar Sankranti. Because sun is entering the zodiac sign of Makar. So similarly, when sun enters Taurus, it is summertime. It is very hot. The sun is very hot. So Vrisha means the zodiac sign and Bhanu means sun. So Vrisha Bhanu means when the sun enters the zodiac sign of Vrisha, Rashi, then the sun becomes very hot. And when the sun becomes very hot, it is very effulgent. It is golden in complexion. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj's daughter is the sun rays coming from the sun who has entered the Taurus zodiac sign. This is Varshabhanavi, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Actually, Srimati Radharani, Prabhupada writes in the purport that generally you see, not all the time, but generally you see, Prabhupada writes this in the purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, that generally you see that the sons are more attached to the mothers and the daughters are more attached to the father. So therefore, you can see the sons are given the name with the mother. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Shachinandan, the son of the mother, Shachi Mata. And Krishna is called Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana, Yashoda's son. Right? Nandanandan also, of course, but Yashoda's son. So Radharani is also the daughter of Kirtira Devi, but is always referred as the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Vrishabhanu Nandini or Bhanu Nandini, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has said, Vrishabhanu Dadhi Navashashi Leke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakhe. Rupa Goswami Pad writes, Vrishabhanu Dadhi Navashashi Leke. We know, I don't know in which direction to go. please forgive me. Rupa Goswami Pad is saying, Vrishabhanu Dadhi Navashashi Leke. This means, just like in the churning of the milk ocean, from the milk ocean came the moon. So similarly, on the churning of the milk ocean called Vrishabhanu Maharaj, came the full moon called Srimati Radharani, Navashashi, like the full moon. This has multiple implications. One implication is, the moon doesn't take birth. The moon is always there, but it appeared from the churning of the milk ocean. So similarly, Radharani doesn't take birth. She's always there, but she appears from the ocean of Vrishabhanu Maharaj's heart. Another meaning is, only when the ocean is churned will the moon come out. So the churning of Vrishabhanu Maharaj's heart, that, oh, I have not had a daughter in a long time, and sitting and doing bhajan on the banks of Yamuna with Kirtira Devi, that churning caused the moon, the full moon of Sri Radha, Radha Mukha Chandra Chakor, to come from the milk ocean called Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And therefore, she is Varshabhanavi. She is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Our Rupa Goswami Pad has also called Radharani very beautifully as Kirtida Pati Ujjwala Kalpavalli. This is one name of Srimati Radharani. Kirtida Pati Ujjwala Kalpavalli. What this means, Kirtida is Kirtida Devi, the mother of Srimati Radharani. Kirtida. Kirtida. Kirti means fame. And Da means Dadati, to give. So, Yasha means fame. And she who gives fame to the all famous is Yashoda. And Kirti also means fame. But she who gives fame to the all famous Radha is Kirtida. Just like the word Nara means Narayana. And Da means Dadati. He who walks around giving Narayan to everyone is called Narada Muni. Narad Muni. So similarly, Yashoda on one side and Kirtida on the other side. Kirtida Devi is the mother. And her pati is Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Kirtida pati. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj is compared to like a wish-fulfilling desire tree, Kalpa Vriksha. And you can see many times there are creepers which wrap them around the trunk of a tree. So the tree is called Vriksha and the creeper is called Lata. So it is described that the Lata is feminine and Vrikshaha is male. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj is the Kalpa Vriksha tree, who is the husband of Kirtida Devi. He is like the Kalpa Vriksha wish-fulfilling tree in Vrindavan. It's described, he's more rich. He's richer than Nanda Maharaj. He's richer than Nanda Maharaj. Therefore, Nanda Maharaj did not have enough diamonds and pearls to give back to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And therefore, the pearl pastime took place where Krishna, he saw his father putting seeds and getting fruits. So he said, my father needs more money. I will take a pearl and put a pearl inside. And he put a pearl and he watered and a pearl plant came. Mukta Charita, Raghunath Das Goswami writes. And he collected all those pearls and put it in a basket and told Nanda Maharaj to send it to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj is like a wish-fulfilling Kalpavriksha tree. And Ujjwala, very, very self-effulgent Kalpavalli. Kalpavalli means wish-fulfilling creeper, and that is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the brilliantly effulgent creeper wrapping herself like the daughter wraps herself around the father, around the trunk of the wish-fulfilling desire tree called Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So therefore, Radharani is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Bhanu Nandini, or Vrishabhanu's daughter, Vashabhanavi. So beautiful, so beautiful. The names of Krishna, the names of Srimati Radharani, the name is like a seed. It opens up the roop, the guna, the qualities, the pastimes, the leelas. Everything comes just from the noun. So, Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he could have given any name. But he gave the name Sri Vashabhanavi Devi. Sri Vashabhanavi Devi means the most exalted daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And her Daita. Who is her Daita? Daita means, in Sanskrit, the word Daita means that person to whom one gives one's heart. Data Atmanam, to give one's soul. If one gives someone their soul, that person is called Daita, which means beloved. So, to whom has the daughter of King Vrishabhanu given her heart to? That is Shamsundar. So he's the Daita. So Sri Vashabhanavi Devi Daita Das. How beautiful. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was given this name. You are the servant of that Krishna who has stolen the heart of that Radha, who is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. So all the leelas are there in that, in the initiated name. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he came in this world as a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. In the spiritual world, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is Nayana Mani Manjari. Nayana Mani Manjari. Nayana means eyes and Mani means pearl. Just like in this world, people say feast for the eyes, apple for the eye. So like that, in Sanskrit, the term is Nayana Mani, the pearl for the eye. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is that Manjari, that maidservant of Srimati Radharani, who considers the pearl for her eye as Sri Radha's lotus feet. So that Manjari, that maidservant of Srimati Radharani, for whom the pearl for her eye, jaise kehte hai na, this person, this festival was a feast to my eyes. You can't have feast for the eye, but this is the best that I can watch, right? Or this is a feast to my, this music to my ears. So like that, in Sanskrit, the term is Nayanamani. Something that is very beautiful and attractive is like a pearl for the eye. So Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, for whom the pearl for her eye is the lotus feet of Sri Radha. So she came in this world to spread that glories of Srimati Radharani, Gandharvika Giridhari, in this world, and appeared very beautifully in this very day so many years ago. So on this very auspicious day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Avirbhav Tithi and Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj's Tirobhav Tithi, we take shelter of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, but we take shelter of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur through the lotus feet of our beloved Prabhupada. Because if not for our Prabhupada, we wouldn't have known his Prabhupada. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur instructed so many people, but our beloved Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, took it to his heart. And from Calcutta, on a cargo ship, 37 days on the ship, came to Commonwealth Pier in Boston and spread this nectar to the whole world, that all of us are sitting together
And now having Kanti and Tilak and Kirtan going on around the world by the blessings of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur and our beloved Srila Prabhupada. So you could say that Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were like the managers who had, we could say Bhakti Vinod Thakur basically was the visionary who had a project. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was the manager. And our beloved Srila Prabhupada was the chief architect who constructed this worldwide explosion of Nam Sankirtan. So now we can see Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is on the altar in millions and millions of homes. Millions and millions of homes have the picture of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Our beloved Prabhupada spread the glories of Saraswati Thakur. Saraswati Thakur appeared in this world only once. But however, in all of our lives, he has appeared so many times by the gift of Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, on this very auspicious day, we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur and we pray at his lotus feet for three gifts. One, let us never compromise on the path of bhakti. Any deviation which is not in line with Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada and Shachitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur and the six Goswamis, whatever is not in line with their teaching, however tasty, however crispy, and however close it may come from the spouse, it may come from the father, mother, brother, sister, parents. Point number one, we should reject everything that is not in line with our sampradaya. We respect other sampradayas, but that which is non-devotional conclusion is what we reject. One. Second, we give complete prominence to the chanting of the holy name, like Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur did. And third, we preach this mission far and wide. Pran ache jarth ar hetu prachar. Life in this body is meant for continuous discharge of Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan. And in this whole process, we should never forget Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's sensitivity, either with the thief who came to steal jackfruit or with the old man who was criticizing. By worshipping the Vaishnavas, by being surrendered to Sri Guru, by chanting the holy name, by preaching, and by being non-duplicitous and non-hypocritical. These are not three, but five take-homes that we can find from the life of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur ki jai, our beloved Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaudiya Guru Varga ki jai. Patita Pavan Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskon Guru Vrinda ki jai, Ananta Koti Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shah, Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hari 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 Bol. Hare Krishna Prabhu, and our pranam to you and all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you so much Prabhu. Such a beautiful Hari Katha Prabhu. Ram Katha Kalimal Harini Mangala Karani Suhai. And thank you Prabhu, it's coming from your mouth. Certainly forgiving our sins. Since you said, Prabhu, a Vaishnava has a long neck, I'm stretching my neck here and there. This is what kind of Vaishnava I am. So please bless me, Prabhu, that my bhajan can be stronger.
You're at least having a desire to stretch your neck and become a devotee. Hare I'm not Hare even Hare. Desiring that. I am happy to wear long collars.
No, Prabhu. We want to hear your katha and you have your blessings, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Just amazing class. Prabhuji, if you have time, Prabhu, it's been a long class, I know already.
Yeah, it's pretty long already. So yes. I would maybe beg permission to maybe pause for today.
Okay, Prabhuji, as per your instruction, Prabhuji. Dear devotees, we all know Prabhuji has so many services to do. Prabhuji has so many classes which... he has to prepare on to, even though Prabhuji knows so much about Shastras, but certainly Prabhuji works so much for all of us, preparing these classes and giving these lectures. Thank you, Shamagauri Mataji, for inviting Prabhuji on the call. So dear devotees, we will take the questions maybe next time. We will let Prabhuji go. It has been a long time already. So let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalaputaru Vaishacha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Grantra Shrimat Bhagavatam Ki Jai Kila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai Bhakti शीला गौर गोविंद स्वामी प्रभुपाद जी की जय। शीला एसी मुक्ति स्थान सरस्वती प्रभुपाद जी की जय। थैंक यू प्रभु, आई एम सो कंफ्यूज, सॉरी प्रभु, सॉरी डिवोटीज, हैविंग प्रभु जी
की जय।
सो